Okay, so we're going to start from Mem Dalam and Aleph. Four lines from the top. Yosef Ravdimi, the Kamadol HaShmaitza. Ravdimi was sitting and saying over this Gemara, which Gemara is Dr. Rashi, LaHoshmaitza, the Rabbi Yechanan. This Shita of Rabbi Yechanan that we saw, that Rabbi Yechanan said, Hetem and Starfat Isser is limited to Nazir, only Nazir because of from the word Mishras. So he was saying over this Maitza, this Gemara. Amalei Abaye said to Ravdimi, the holy student should be Torah ain't hetem mitzayif leisir. Are you telling me that this is the only place where you find hetem mitzayif leisir is by nazir v'otnan? We have a mishnah mufreshes that says that the only way to understand this mishnah is with hetem mitzayif leisir, and it's about truma. Zok the mishnah like this: a mishnah tful yoyim. Before the gemara develops the kasha, we're gonna have to go through this mishnah a little bit and analyze it. Hamekafe shel truma. Let's say you have a thick tafshil. Rashi says, "Mkafe is tafshil kafui." I'm not sure what the word kafui means. I want to say thick, but then the next word in Rashi says "v'ov," and it's thick. So kafui must mean of a specific type of consistency. V'ov, and it's very thick. Shel truma, that really is of truma. Let's go back to the Gemara. V'ashum v'ashemen shel chulin, and you add spices to it, but the spices are chulin, shum, garlic, and shemen, oil. V'noga tful yom b'miktosam, a tful yom. What's a tful yom? He went to the mikvah. He did not yet have Harev Shemesh, which would make him completely tahor. So be'etzem, most of the things he's going to touch, he's not going to be metame because he already went to the mikvah. But with things that have such a high sensitivity of kedusha, of kodshim, like truma, he could be metame. So here, he touched miktosam, he touched the spices. However, the Mishnah says, pasal as kulon. He's pasal the entire mixture, the entire, whatever you want to call this, a cereal, farina, porridge, whatever you want to call it, he just passed the entire thing by touching the spices. Dr. Ashi, how? Before we continue the Mishnah. Ha-mekafe tavshil kofoi v'ov, shal truma, kigoyin daisa. Like a cereal, type of cereal. Vashum ha-shemen, hanasuna b'le tavlin, they're put in for spices. Hoyu shal chulin, they were chulin, posal, Dr. Ashi, as kol ha-kdeiro. Why? The mekafe ikir. What's the ikir over here? The ikir is the cereal, the porridge. The tful yoyim paisal zatruma. We know that tful yoyim passes a truma. So therefore, the tavlin that he touched is really bottle. It's tofu and bottle to the ikr, which is truma. So they become truma, and by touching them, he is now passing the entire thing. However, the exact opposite case, hamikafe shel chulin, if the ikr is chulin, vashum vashemen shel truma, and the spices are truma, v'nogat tful yoyim b'miktzoson, and tful yoyim touches them a little bit. So you would expect the Mishnah now to say that since the ikur is chulin, loy posal as kulon, right? Zot Mishnah, loy posal al mokam agoy bilvat. A little more chunodik than we thought it would say. It says, okay, he didn't pasal as kulon like we said in the ratio, but pasal mokam agoy. And you're bothered by the same thing the Mara is going to be bothered by. Avinimbo, we analyze this Mishnah, mokam agoy amay psula habotalu tavlin beroiv. Why? Why should we say anything is pasal over here? By touching the spices which should be bottled to the chulin dika tavlin, the chulin dika mekafe, l'chayro, they should be chulin, and a tfuyim doesn't pasal. So why do we say mokam agoy is pasal taka? Now, at this point, I just want to see Rashi quickly. Rashi says, mokam agoy may pasal ha bottle lu tavlin beruba. Rashi says, the only way to understand this at this point is the kosal kadaitach ni mua, the rabbanu dosser. What's the mua? The mua means a mixture with truma inside of it. So we're going to say that dimua is only itself osur midrabbanon. When you have a mixture of truma inside of it, the rabbanon made that osur. If the rabbanon made that osur, so in the chayro we could say such a concept of bitul beroiv. Rabbanon were the ones, they could say such a thing of bitul beroiv. However, the end, that's the question. So the question is, why mokam agoy is possible? But Omar Rabbi Bar Chanan is going to explain to us, and we're going to change now. Like Ashi is about to say, we're now going to understand that dimua really is midiraisa. The din of dimua, the truma mixed in, taka as a shame truma, midiraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Rachana says, ma tam, what's the reason why we're so machmir to say that mako magoi is possible? Hoyo vizor loikale mikazayas. Since a zor would get malchus, deraisa, malchus, for eating a kazayas of this mixture, of dimua, must be that also that this dimua is also mederaisa. If dimua is also mederaisa, so then lechayra what? It has a shame truma. So if it has a shame truma, so that's why we could say taka makes a psul. The tvul yeh makes a psul. But then you're going to ask me, if the Tuyin is making a psul, Dimuaz Mederaisa, so you're going to say then the whole thing. Why, if it has Shem Truma, Mamarashach. Why are you Makam Agoi? So that Rashi Bavan, Zot Rashi. Vom Rabba Barchana, Dimuaz Mederaisa hu, we change now, in Maskon, Rabba Barchana's answer. Vizor loikolo bekzayis, and a Zor will get Malkis for eating a kezayis of this, Mishum di Yeshem Truma, because that's a Shem Truma. Hilkoch, therefore, the Gabi Tuma Nami, Rashi can explain the Tuma. Not eating, but Tuma. What happened in our case of Tuma, in the Mishnah? Shem Truma, though. There's also a Shem Truma on it. Umiu Rashi Bavon's Loichamiro Ketruma Atzma Livselas Kulon. Lemaisa has a Shem Truma, but Lemaisa it's not completely Truma. So to say that we're going to be Machmer so much so like real Truma, like we just said in the Mereisha, that Possel has Kulon, that we're not going to do. We're going to say Mokam Agoi is Possel because of Shem Truma. But it's only that much. It's a Dimua still. It's only a mixture. So therefore, we don't say the whole thing. Now, before we go weiter Rashi, let's go weiter in the Gemara, because Rashi really is explaining the Gemara weiter. Now, the Gemara tries to understand this Mishnah, now that we understand with Rabbi Barchana's explanation. Hechi domi. How is it, Shaykh, to say that a Zor will be loika on this, because Zayis is Dimua? What do you mean? It's less than a Kazayis of Truma. How could you say it's getting Isser Deraisa, Dimua is also Deraisa, and therefore he gets Malkus for eating a Kazayis of this? But in this kezayis, he didn't eat a kezayis of truma. So what's going on over here? How's that shaykh? La mishum de hetem etzayif le'isser. Isn't the reason because hetem etzayif le'isser, so therefore hetem etzayif le'isser, so now you have less than a kezayis of truma, but the ma'isa of hetem that's getting mixed in there, and that's zarai, hetem etzayif le'isser is even for truma. So why did Rabbi Yechanon, Abai is asking a question, why did Rabbi Yechanon say earlier that hetem etzayif le'isser is only limited to nazirus? Chayr is also negat to truma. Also, and for the Gemara, ma loy. No, the reason why the zor is loike is not because of hetem and starif l'iser. The reason why it's aser, why he gets malchus, is my kezayis. What does it mean that loike for kezayis? The iko kezayis bechdei achilas pras. What's happening over here is that we're assuming there's an assumption being made that this tavlin in the Mishnah that was being added to the Tavshil Ovo, this Tavlin, there's a ratio, it's a proportion. In whatever the amount of Achilas Pras is, which we'll see has a Shear, Rashi's going to say, Rashi and the Rambam have an argument, there's Machlekes, Rashi holds it's 4 Beitzim as a Pras, and the Rambam holds it's 3 Beitzim as a Pras. Right? But in the amount of time that would take you to eat a Achilas Pras of this Tavlin, of this Tavshil, I'm sorry, Tavshil Ovo of Makapeh, there is an equal portion of kezayis of tavlin. So in the amount of time that would take me to eat this pras, a chati kikar, of this tavshil, I'll have already a shear of a kezayis of truma. Since I have a shear of a kezayis of truma, that's why I'm loike. But it's not because of hetem and starf iser. So the kasha falls away on our bichon. Zot Rashi. We're in the middle of that Rashi. Rashi, like 5 lines into it, Umay time a zor loika lo bekezayis mishum zarus. You're telling me it's because zarus, because he's a zor, he's eating truma. Holo yocho kezayis truma. But he didn't eat a shear of kezayis of truma, so how could you give him malchus? La mishum dehetem sarf le isra, is it not because of the reason of hetem sarf le isra, and therefore the kashar meichnon? O meshani, the Gemara answered, my loika bekezayis tekomar. What does it mean you're looking for kezayis? Kezayis bechdeach les pras. Rashi explains, Shem ochal pras mimenu shir arbo beitzim. If you would eat a pras of this tavshil, which is a shear of 4 beitzim worth, yesh boi kezayis truma. In that amount of tavshil, you have a kezayis of truma. The kaimelon, the whole shi'urei achilas iser, any type of eating of iser, bein kezayis shel chelev, vedam, or uvein kezayis yom kippurim, eating a large date on yom kippurim, all of them we say, mitzdarf an achilas ha-shi'ir b'chdei shehi azu. We all say that the only way we'll combine the eatings is if it's eaten within a certain period of time. It actually explains further. I eat only a seed's worth, a mustard seed's worth of chalev. And I eat another chardol a few seconds later, right? Where the two chardolim, the two mustard seeds of chardol, I keep eating until I have a shear of kezayis. Im ein mitchila so achil ba'at soifel, yoyser meshihiyas, kadei achilas pras, ba'achil ha'beinunis, if from the beginning of my eating of the chalev, little bits at a time, until the end of my eating, there's not more than a shear of achilas pras of achilas beinness. I'm not sure what he means, but to add by achilas beinness mitzdarif, then we say that those things get combined. And therefore, it's like I've eaten the entire thing in one sitting, and therefore I'm chayiv. Even though I ate it in little bits and little bits and little bits, I'm chayiv. And so too over here. There's enough truma over here in order to combine it, right? That when I eat a kezayis of the truma at the time that I'm eating, at the same span of time that I'm eating a pras of the tavshil. So Rashi is explaining that what does this mean? Kezayis bechidas pras. The way we know kezayis pras, we know it has a time limit, right? How long does it take me to eat a shear of achidas pras? So there's different shitas. There's a shear as little as 3 minutes, and a shear as much as 9 minutes. We know from achilas matzah is really the one time we know that for a key mitzvah, in order for it to be a hasta achilo, I have to eat it in that amount of time. If I eat it over 20 minutes, I have not eaten the kezayis in the right amount of time. I can't be mitzvah from the beginning of my achilo to the end of my achilo. Yeah. So two over here. So we're saying, pras is a chatzi kikar. Pras means a prusa, a piece of bread. So the shear by eruvin, by Erev Tchum, and the shear is, you have to have a shear of mazon shtei sudais. And what's shtei sudais? What's shtei sudais? So shtei sudais, we say, so there's machloikas over there, I forgot the Tanakama is in Reb Shimon, that the Tanakama says, Ben Breiko, that the shear is a shear of six beitzim, and Reb Shimon Paskins, I think I'm getting it right, Reb Shimon Paskins, that the shear of Mazon Shtei Sudais is eight beitzim. So half of that shear, right, that's a kikar, half of that shear is the four beitzim or the three beitzim like the Rambam Paskins.
Rambam and Rashi.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Kezayis HaChizpras. So therefore, we got out of Hetem Tzarif Iser. We have a very good explanation for why this Mishnah says that there's any psul whatsoever. Why there's a shame truma? Because we said there's a shame truma because the fact is that there's enough tavlin over here of truma that if I was eating Kezayis HaChizpras, so that's why loike alein, that's why a person would be loike, for eating that much of truma. That's how much truma we had in our case of the tumo. That's what Rashi feared us over here. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask another question. Hold on a second. That must mean, if you're telling me that a zor would be loike for eating a kezayis bechdeach des pras, it must be uchzayis bechdeach pras deraisi. Must be a shir deraisa. If I'm giving malchus me deraisa, must be that the shir is deraisa. Is it taka true? That's what I think Rashi asks over here. Ditmio. Hold the omer abonu kezayis mitzayif keshir shiyas achilas pras. Mi have me deraisa? Halocha lomosh mesinai keshari shurin? Keshari shurin? Are you telling me that the shear of Kezayis Bechdeach His Pras, this famous shear, is a halacha mishum Sinai? The Ka'amrit Loika, they could say that you get Malkus. Zakti Mara further, we'll finish off Rashi in a minute. Amalei, he answered him, In. Yes, the shear is deraisa. Let's go back to Rashi. Umitaretes, the Gemara answers, Mishum de'ochel Kezayis me'iser bar meheter. That I'm eating, that I'm eating kezayis of the iser aside from the heter, meaning it's not a heter mitzdarif iser issue. I'm eating a full kezayis of the shear. In, right? That's what the answer is. In. Mm-hmm. In, he ate a kezayis of truma, and that's why he's loike.
The biblical translation of the word kezayis means
kedei achilas pras. No, yeah. The shear is of a kezayis. It has to be eaten within a certain amount of time. You can't just eat it spread out over a long period of time. In fact, tomorrow, Yehoki, Amai pligi rabbanah leidei Rav Elazar, bekutach habavli. Remember we had the braisa, Rav Elazar, and the chacham, Rav Elazar said, those four minim, you get malchus for taruvis, and the chacham came along and said, that no, that beloi klum. Remember that lashon on Mem Gimel Aleph? Beloi klum, in that braisa? How did Rabban argue on him? What's the case of Kutach HaBavli? The case of Kutach HaBavli has moldy bread in it. Right? So, it has moldy bread in it, and the Gemara is assuming that it has a kezayis worth of moldy bread in it. So, what's the reason for the Rabban to argue and say that you're not over? What do you mean? It has a kezayis. It has a kezayis with the after press. That's the Gemara's kasha. Elamai, Mishum Dehetim Sarif Le'isr. So what, you're going to come back to me and tell me, no. Taka, the reason is because of Hetem Tzarif Le'Isser, not because of Kezayis Lechdeach Zipras, it's because of Hetem Tzarif Le'Isser, and that's why Rabbi Lezer said, right, Rabbi Lezer, we know, said up above, that Hetem Tzarif Le'Isser is applicable to Chametz. So you'll tell me that Kutuch Bavli is because Hetem Tzarif Lissa, and the Rabbanon argue with Hetem Tzarif Lissa. They don't darshan Kol, right? That's what you're going to tell me the reason is. So if so, you're frekting more of Viter, I might plead Rabbanon later, Rabbanon Kutuch Bavli. Gemara comes back, right back at the question. What's going on in this question? Ask Vasi Rashi. I might plead Rabbanon later, Rabbanon Kutuch. Nehi nami doli darshi Kol Rabbis Eruvoi. I understand. They won't want a darshan Taruvis from the word Kol, the Chacham. But in the case of Kutuch HaBavli, the Gemara's assumption is that there's a kezayis of achilas b'chdeyachis pras in the mixture of Kutuch. The typical mixture of Kutuch HaBavli had enough of a shear that it would be a kezayis b'chdeyachis pras. So if the person's eating a kezayis b'chdeyachis pras of moldy bread in the Kutuch dish, why should there be any no one would matir? So the Gemara says. So Rashi explains the next. The more this deflection, trying to bring to the Rabbanon, velamai svirloch high loyka the Rabbah mishum the hetem tzarif iser over chan kezayis kamar galaki. You're going to go back and you'll tell me that the reason why Rabbah Barchana said that you're over the zor is loyka. You'll tell me it's not because of he's eating kezayis achdias bras. That no one could argue, but it's because of hetem tzarif iser. And with one kezayis, we're saying that you get malchus. One total kezayis, you get malchus, even though it's hetem tzarif iser. Soif, Rashi continues. Am I plead Rabbanon Lei? It's Torif Hetel Isser V'Chayiv. Let us say that the Hetel is Mistarif L'Isser. I don't really understand. I don't really understand the back and forth over here. It seems to be I'm missing something in this back and forth. Why the Gemara comes back at it? But we'll see that the Gemara really does away with the whole concept.
Right? Even if you'll tell me
that Hetel Mistarif L'Isser and you should be Chayiv, even if you have Hetel Mistarif L'Isser, you should still be Chayiv, even like the Rabbanon.
Am I plead Rabbanon later of Lezer B'Kutuch HaBavli? Nay, I'm like, in. Yehochi, am I plead Rabbanon later of Lezer B'Kutuch HaBavli?
In general.
Why do they disagree if this is a universal concept of what? Of
Kazayis B'Kutuch HaBras. Rabbanon have no reason to argue.
Hello. My, Mishum Dehed Mistarif L'Isser.
You're going to tell me that the original reason comes back? Dehed Mistarif L'Isser?
What do you mean that the Chomer would say? Yeah, not Mistarif.
That, yeah. And then the Gemara goes right back and says, no. Safe. My plug Rabbanon Lei Rabbi Elazar B'Kutuch HaBavli. No. It's not enough of a reason for them to argue with Rabbi Elazar B'Kutuch HaBavli. I don't know if it means, Rashi says it's Mistarif Hetel Isser V'Lechayiv, that the Rabbanon should talk about Mechayiv in the case of Hetel Mistarif L'Isser. Even if they held Hetel Mistarif L'Isser, they should still be Mechayiv. I'm not sure why. Does Rabbanon really agree with Hetel Mistarif L'Isser? Or without this Rashi, which we can't just ignore, without this Rashi, would have said the Gemara is coming back and saying, no. Imam Shazak dies mechdeyas bras. It's known, so don't give me the reason of hetem tzarif l'isser. That's what I would have thought. But Rashi doesn't say that. The Gemara comes back and says, what the Gemara ends up saying is, elahanach l'kutuch habavli. Don't bring in over here kutuch habavli as a question, because kutuch habavli is its own issue on its own island. Why? Because kutuch habavli is unique. The les beik hezayis mechdeyas bras. There's no way that, right, so the way the Gemara seems to be answering, it seems to be the way I was learning, that Gemara coming back, sticking in Kedayach Bechdeyach's Pras, and the Gemara is now doing away with it and saying, no, there is no such a thing. I don't see, according to the way Rashi has it, how the Gemara is answering that by saying it doesn't have a Kedayach Bechdeyach's Pras, but the Maisa, if you say that Rabbanon should be Mechayiv, you have to Mitzarif L'Isser, so they still have that reason. Okay, so Gemara is saying, El Hanach L'Kutuch HaBavdi, let's be Kedayach Bechdeyach's Pras. Why not? Because, if you're telling me that it's be'en, that the kezayis of bread in the kutach dish is be'en. The kasorif v'ochalei, the kasorif means he swallows, he just takes a big gulp or a big bite. The ko'ochalei, and eating this part of the kutach habavli, and you'll tell me that's why he should be over. He should be over for kutach habavli. Bot le'idaita is kol adam. That person's mevatel das is a kol adam. There's no reason for it to be mechai. Zok Rashi. Elo, Rashi says Goras on the first white line. Hanach l'kutuch habavli loy ochel kezayis mena chometz kishir shehiyas achilas pras. You're not eating of the chometz of the kutach dish bechdei achilas pras. To kutach eni also leechel elo l'tavel. It's not made to eat straight. It's made to dip. V'imisrami va'ochelay mamish. And if you'll tell me that this person goes and eats the whole thing mamish like as if it was a regular dish, tashte ikah kezayis ma'alit story of kishir achilas pras menu. They tell me that he is eating kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Bot lo daite, the lav achilo he is akashi. That's not the type of eating that we're talking about. Or mechayiv you malchus for eating such a dish of kutach. And what are you going to tell me the other tzad? V'im mishater koshater v'achol. If you tell me he's dipping it, like a normal person would dip in into kutach, dips his bread into kutach as a dish, right? He dips it in and he eats. Less bake his eyes, bechteach his pras. In that case also, there's no achilas pras, there's no achilas pras, like Rashi. V'mishater koshater metavel b'soichi kedarki. He dips it in like a normal person does with kutach. Leka kezayis min hachomets bechtei shiyas achias pras. There is not enough of the chomets that he's eating in a shir of achias pras. Kshekisha ochal kedei achias pras v'mashatiba b'soichoy loy ochal min hakutach elam at. Oish neizesim oyarbo. I don't know why Rashi says that. He's saying that he ate achias when he eats a pras of the food that he's dipping into this kutach, he's not eating from the kutach. Let's say he's dipping his matzah into the kutach, right? So he's only getting a little bit of the kutach on the matzah. So even if he eats a pras of the matzah, he didn't get a kezayis of the right elam at or shnei zaysim ayarbo. Either two zaysim or four. No Rashi meant over here by two or four. Vahu porta lekka menachamet kezayis. He doesn't get a kezayis of the chometz of the kutach. He didn't eat from the actual kutach itself. He only maybe ate shnei zesim oyarba, but the chometz proportion of the kutach, he only ate kezayis. He less than kezayis. The sheikha amadi, what about sheikha amadi? Nami afagav the shasi lebeine, even though he's drinking the whole cup. Miu ein lachos shoysa beiz the gimel koysois shle yaspek the yasha ben time. There's no person that drinks two or three cups at a time and doesn't take a break. Hilkoch bechdei shehiyas achilas pras time span that it would take to eat a pras loy shosi kezayis mina chometz levad mina mayim v'shara terus. He didn't eat chometz in that time, a shear of chometz of kezayis of the drink. Rather, he included in the drink mayim and taruvis. But that's not real chametz. The real chametz is made the sairi that we said before, the barley that it includes. He did not eat a shear of a kezayis of the barley in the time that it takes to eat a kedeach his pras. Shestam sheicher ikre menatmar. Rashi repeats himself like we said before. Stam sheicher is made of dates, or meteinim, or from figs. El shemodai ma'arbi ma'meisa urin kitzas. And modai they would put in it meisa urin, a little bit of meisa urin. Let's see actually a little bit more. Pras. What is the pras? You asked before. Huchati kikar. It's half a loaf. Shashira by eru v'tchumim. Shu mozen shtei sudas. That's the amount a person would eat in two sudas. That was the shir for the eru v'tchumim. Bechetzi levei samanugo. The time of the godim. Im yasha by kidei achilasai. That we said that half of this. Why half a loaf? Because that's how long it takes for a person by the psukim that says if he goes into the house that has a teras. The amount of time that he stays in there, enough time to eat this amount of food, that's when he'll be metameh begodim, right? Shenasan terashir sheyosek kedei seudo. The time it takes to eat. V'oichel b'bayis yichabes es begodo. The person who eats in the house, not the person actually eating in the house, but the amount of time it would take the person to eat in such a house, that's how long it takes for him to be metameh begodim. V'alocha meshem sinai dechatzi kikar shoshmona beitim hu seudo. Rashi Shita again is that half of a shear of a kikar that's made up of eight beitzim, that's the shear suda. So what's the shear suda? Four beitzim, according to Rashi. Mm-hmm. Right? Sure. So therefore, that's how Rashi understands pras. This sugi right over here is very nageya to the inyan of bracha achreino by, let's say, something very hot, soup, or coffee, or tea. It's a big machlokes minchas chinuch and the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. The Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush that a person who drinks a cup of coffee, for example, so because the coffee is normally drunk that way, so a person can make a Bar Nefashis, even though he didn't drink hot drink, like they didn't drink the shear of I think they would go with Revius Bechdei Achias Pras. He didn't, because it's so hot. But the Minchas Chinuch says, since it's the normal way for this type of food, this type of drink, it's normal. Because then Kippurim argues with him and says, no. Can't be. Says that you have to have the mamash tashir, so therefore he would never make. And then we say salik brachas lahokil. Mishabur has a whole harichas of here. The Mishabur comes out that what you should do is the last revius of the coffee should wait to be able to drink it, and then you'll make a berin nefashis on that So I saw some people are makbid to like add to the end of the coffee. It's mamash hot. It's piping hot. You drink it all. You want to drink it all fast. They add to that to like water or something, colder water, to make it that you're able to make the baron fresh. This
much,
is mamash.
How much is it?
Revius.
How like many what you ounces?
Use? I think we say revius, maybe 3 ounces. Maybe is that what we say? Like you know what we use for kiddush. Now our kiddush cups are usually much larger. The bech is or the chazanish or whatever. But I think it's like, I think it's 2-3 ounces. I don't remember exactly what it is. But that's where this sugi is nagia to that halacha. Okay, well, let's stop over here. We're up to Ace Vey. We have a cash task. Okay, we'll finish. Go, yeah.